Hello and welcome to the Mount Root Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne. Today is Tuesday, July 19th. And our first reading today is Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 1 through 12. You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his rules, and his commandments always. And consider today, since I am not speaking to your children who have not known or seen it, consider the discipline of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his deeds that he did in Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea flow over them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that followed them, in the midst of all Israel. For your eyes have seen all the great work of the Lord that he did. You shall therefore keep the whole commandment that I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and take possession of the land that you are going over to possess, and that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their offspring, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land that you are entering to take possession of it is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed, where you seed and irrigated it, like a garden of vegetables. But the land you are going over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water by the rain from heaven, a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I think it's always interesting here to notice that God reminds them of the redemption that he accomplished for them, and then he asks them to therefore live for him. And this is a pattern that we see in many places in the Bible, even in the New Testament, where we learn about what God's done for us in Christ, and then we're commanded to then live into that. So the grace comes, and then we respond with obedience in light of all that God's done for us. Our psalm today is Psalm 53. The title of my Bible is There is None Who Does Good. To the choir master according to Mahalath, a maskil of David. Verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. The first verse of Psalm 53 is so instructive for us, I believe. It says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And as I've read Proverbs quite a bit recently, one of the things that the wise person does is he or she lives their lives in such a way that they live before the presence of God in every moment and really believe that God is present and that God will ultimately, in this life or the next, reward us for our faithful living. And so I encourage you today to be reminded that God's very much present in your life and to yield your life to his will and his purposes for you. Our final reading today is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Paul writes, therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, we do want to acknowledge that you are very much present, that you are at hand. We pray, lifting up the request on our hearts this morning, things that may make us anxious, things that cause us to worry. And we pray that you would fill us with an overwhelming sense that you are going to accomplish your good plans and purposes in our lives. And fill our hearts with peace. Let our reasonableness be known to everyone, and help us to entrust ourselves to you, confident that you are sovereign and that you rule over every square inch of creation and also over our lives today. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.